Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hungry. Yeah. They needed a little like roster turnover last year.
We were talking during training camp, right? And you guys asked me what the vibe is like down there. I said, they're refreshed. Yeah. It's a good vibe. It's a really good. Now, vibes don't win you football games. You got to go out there and win games. But when you win the games in the fashion that you win the games in, Seattle, late drive, Bosa, sack, fumble, boom, you win the game.
Against Thank God they ended up finding a way to win that game.
The Saints. You know, the Saints could have. Spencer Rattler's not playing bad at quarterback position.
First win.
Actually, we were joking.
Lucky they didn't score a touchdown on the first drive.
Right. We were joking, Shasky.
I like Spencer.
We wanted Spencer. We were like, well, Shanahan wants Spencer Rattler. I wanted Spencer Rattler on the 49. I'm not going to lie to you.
I think he's actually played okay.
He's got some talent.
I agree.
He's got some talent. That deep ball throw the other day against the New York Giants was really good. But you get Bryce Huff with the sack fumble, you steal that game. Character building wins. Arizona, 16-15, a nasty game. You had no business leading at the half in that football game. Arizona had the ball for 21 minutes. Now we understand Arizona's Arizona. They're going to find a way to lose a football game.
And they lost the running back.
So you build those character wins so the vibes could be great. But you still got to go out there and execute and win football games on Sunday or Thursday or Monday. So, but all training camp, they had a good energy to them. There was good energy. Shanahan had a good energy. Robert Saleh being back, good energy. And just having a second to just take a deep breath and recover from last year. And I think the Debo cloud last year hovered. It was a negative cloud over this organization.
Debo?
Debo.
Yeah.
Now, Debo's playing really good football in Washington.
Why do you say that? I just want to pick your brain on that.
Well, just you see the Moody situation. Uh-huh. You see the complaining on Twitter. You see his body language and everything. And look, he knew that they tried to trade him around the NFL draft. That wasn't lost on him. And so there was just...
After games and skipping some reporters.
It was a lot with Debo last year.
I think that's
not
fair.
Not to rip him, but shout out to Debo.
I think parties needed a new setting.
They need a new setting, and that's why they shook hands, and he shouted out the Niners, and Shanahan said, hey, well, Mr. Debo, but he's playing good football with the Commanders.
Yes.
Bunch of people calling in. Harrison, the coach. Jonathan, we'll get to you in a second. 888-957-9570. Ask Bonte anything. He's with us for the next hour as you're listening to 95.7 The Game. KGNZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the Free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. We're talking about the vibes of the Niners. I want to get your thoughts on the vibes around the Warriors at some point this hour, Bonte, because they played their first preseason game on Sunday against the Lakers. They'll play tomorrow, giving away those Steph Curry All-Star MVP bobbleheads. I'm sure people, first 10,000 fans, by the way, get there early.
They will get there early.
Get there early.
Nation comes out.
That's right. Oh, no, I was at the game on Sunday. It was a sellout. Like, there was barely any empty seats. I know it's the Lakers, but preseason, they want to see Steph, they want to see Jimmy, they want to see Draymond and JK, all these guys. Al Horford making his debut on Sunday. So get your thoughts on that. But before we do that, let's go to the phones. Harrison Tiburon. What's up, Harrison? You're on the Morning Roast.
What's up, fellas? You're my soundtrack for school pickup, so appreciate you guys.
Thank you. Appreciate you. Thank you.
Yeah, so I think that, I mean, look, how can you not root for a guy like Brock Purdy? I mean, he's our guy. He's the underdog. But what I think what we're dealing with, me personally also, what we're dealing with is the tangibles that made Mac Jones and Brock such a difference when they were drafted. I mean, Brock is smaller. He doesn't have the arm strength. And what we're seeing with these Mac Jones starts is a guy who can gun it a little bit more and also a guy who can play through injuries because he's just physically bigger. And I think that that's kind of why we're seeing a split in the fan base right now when it comes to, you know, who we want as our starter.
Harrison, thank you.
It's a great call. Again, I go back to Bill Parcells when he told Jalen Dibbs, when he said, the one thing to worry about with Jimmy Garoppolo is, can he stay healthy? Mm. Is he durable enough? And Jimmy, over time, his body broke down. Now, Brock Purdy quietly has had a lot of injuries. The rib injury, his rookie season, the elbow, he comes back. He's got the heating pad. Last year, he misses a couple games with the elbow.
That's what a back injury.
Yeah. He's a small dude. And he doesn't. And look, a lot of people got on me last year when I said, Brock Purdy doesn't zip it outside the nose. Like, Brendan Allen had that game at Green Bay, and Brendan Allen stinks. All right? Don't get it twisted. Brendan Allen stinks. But the guy threw an out route. I was like, damn. Let's throw some zip on this. He heated that up. And Brock Purdy doesn't do that consistently enough. And that's the difference with Mac Jones and Brock Purdy throwing outside the numbers. Mac Jones can get it there. Brock Purdy can't do it consistently.
The thing I've been most impressed with Mac, and I've talked about the curl, and he had a deep curl comeback, a deep curl and a deep comeback outside the numbers on the other side of the field. But his ability to hit the back foot and just and rip it, he's way more rhythmic as a passer than I gave him credit for.
Now
he has good feel.
He is, but when Purdy's cooking, Purdy has a lot of data out there to where outside the numbers, I'll give it to Mac Jones all day long.
Yeah.
He's playing with zip. He can rip it. He can. But it's going to be those extra plays, those backyard. Like, the fact that they're in a position to try to steal that Jacksonville game, the drive before he fumbled, right? Backyard football, where Brock Purdy's just making things happen. You're going to need that at some point this season.
Well, of course you're going to need that.
I made the comparison, Bonte, because they keep showing on the TV right behind you. And it's, you know, Trevor Lawrence, the way he stumbled, right? And still made an incredible play to get up and rush for that touchdown. That's a Brock Purdy type of a play. Like, Brock Purdy can do that stuff. I don't know if Mac Jones stumbles yesterday, gets up. Not saying it's the same thing, but it's things like that.
Peyton Manning, there's been a lot of great quarterbacks. Again, there's different ways to play the position.
Tom Brady is not, a scrambler. He's the greatest of all time.
Peyton Manning and Tom Brady didn't. But what they made up for was their above the neck and the ability to climb in the pocket.
And they didn't take the punishment. They were able to fall down or throw the ball away quickly.
I just want to be clear, though.
Guys have different strengths.
As we're talking about this, Brock Purdy's a quarterback for this team.
Yes.
I don't know if Jed York is willing to take a hit. Like, I started to think about it. I was like, boy, what would it look like if they moved on from Brock Purdy? You're talking about a financial hit. You know, the dead cap and everything. And they're already eating $99 million in dead cap, so that's not happening.
Right.
And
again, hits in the league.
Right. And I'm not going to just, again, Brock Purdy's the guy. Brock Purdy's a good quarterback. Is he a great quarterback? Again, there's only a few great quarterbacks in this league, in my opinion. A few great ones. But Brock Purdy's a good quarterback. And when he's right, he's going to be the quarterback for this football team, and the offense is going to hum. Let's not act like they're scoring 30 points a game.
I don't think anybody's ready to replace him right now, but you hit the phrase, when he's right. And I think that's where it leaves a gray area. And I think while he's not right, you just ride the Mac wave out. I'm not ready to give Mac a... Three games is nothing. I saw Jimmy Garoppolo win five at the end of the season. I've watched a lot of guys.
That's my point, Shasky.
Three games is nothing.
We're getting a little crazy about Mac Jones here.
No, we're just riding the momentum.
I get it. Mac Jones looks different. And it's something, they're different quarterbacks. They have different styles. But man, when Brock Purdy's in there and he's humming, this team is averaging 30 points a game.
But there is something.
Mac Jones, they scored 16, 26, 23.
Well, they're doing it with, there's nobody out there.
That's true.
There's nobody out there.
I just think fans keep going back to, and Shasky and I were talking about that yesterday in this. The fact that Kyle Shanahan was interested in him in the draft, I think a lot of fans go back to.
That's a good point.
No, they do. They do. The fact that there was a prior. I don't know if love affair is too strong, but the fact that Shanahan was at one point enamored with this guy, Bonte.
We know he liked him.
That's where fans are for falling back on.
Here's the thing, though. But we don't know what was going on in that war room, number one.
We were arguing about this the other day.
And number two, if Shanahan wanted Mac Jones, he would have selected him at three.
Yes.
He would have taken Mac Jones. Shanahan strike you as a guy saying, hey, I really want this guy. Don't do this.
But Ron Cathorn is telling me that I need to take Trey Lance.
Right. We had the North Dakota State coach on.
Yeah.
And we asked him, when did you know the Niners were interested? He goes, well, they just kept coming back around. They kept coming back around. And they started asking questions. Shanahan wanted Trey Lance. He wanted Trey Lance. But, and they missed on him.
But I also, and I was explaining it to him, when you do any evaluations, right, whether it's youth level or at the high school, pros, college, et cetera, just because you go out on a field and you have, let's say, 100 guys to choose from, you don't just go, oh, that's the one and only guy I like. You might like 7, 8, 9 right. guys. And, hey, I like him the most, but I also like these other guys.
Right.
I think they always liked Mac Jones. And for whatever reason, they also liked Trey Lance.
Right.
And they picked the wrong guy.
And you know what? Again, I go back to that Buffalo game on Monday Night Football when Josh Allen lit up the Niners. And Shanahan went to the podium after the game. And then later on in the week saying, you know, sometimes you're stuck in your ways and you want this style of quarterback. But the league evolves and you evolve. And he saw Josh Allen saying, can I get one of those? Can I get a dual threat like that?
I wonder how patient Shanahan would have been with Josh Allen early in his career. That's another conversation.
There is like a feel for me, just for Brock. I'm looking at it. Like, I remember, I think it was the 95 season for Steve Young. It was just kind of a lost year. He just couldn't get healthy. Gerback was, you know, stringing together some wins. The team wasn't as good as we thought. But he had the big win against the Dallas Cowboys right. that everyone remembers.
Yep.
And he tried to gut it out in the playoff game, and it didn't work. And
with flag jacket.
Yeah, and so I get the sense, and I hate putting this out there, but I feel like, unfortunately for Brock, it's feeling like a lost year health-wise because of the foot. I hope he can get right at some point. But for right now, I think you've got to stay on the sideline as long as you can.
If that's the case, Bonte, then if it lingers
sucks.
All
it just
season,
sucks.
Well, if it lingers all season long, then obviously there's going to, like, I don't want to, I'm not a doctor here. There's probably going to be surgery at some point then. And should have they just done what the Bengals did with Joe Burrow?
Sometimes there isn't an answer. Sometimes you think you're right. You go back out there. You get hurt. It's sports. It's your body. It's an inexact science. Things just happen. And you try to gut it out because you feel like you owe it to the team and you're making a lot of money and you're a leader and you want to play. I don't blame guys for wanting to play.
No.
Sometimes your body gives out on you.
I'm sure Joe Burrow wants to play. And they said, no, Joe, you're doing the surgery. You're going to be out for 3 months.
Well, his might be more severe.
Yeah, his is more
again,
severe.
I'm not
so
saying
we
I'm not a doctor
know.
Here.
They exactly. have not revealed the extent of this injury with the toe. And again, down at SoFi, and you got to trust me, like, down at SoFi, I'm asking questions. I'm saying, what the hell's going on with Brock? What's up? And straight to my face, like, look, the toe was in worse shape after week one in Seattle. The toe's a lot better now. So will he play against Tampa? Probably not. Could we see him in Houston? Maybe. But they're going to go back to, and this could be like, you know, the 72 Dolphins. I'll use them as an example. Going way back when. Shout out to my OGs. Shout out to my OGs. History lessons, Spadoni, you should do it.
I got an A in history, game. Bonte, every single year.
There you go. Know. Football history here. Brian
got
Greasy.
Got an A plus in that one.
Do you know Brian Greasy was hurt most of that year?
Yes. We actually had a phone call just the other day.
Really?
Where the guy brought, we called him Grease.
Grease. He called him
Dude,
Grease.
I swear to God. Yeah.
I was laughing.
Are you serious?
I swear
Ed
to God.
Ed Morrell was the quarterback, and they went back to Greasy when it was time to go back to Greasy.
Ed Morrell was a 49er at one point.
Yep,
look it up.
No doubt. There you go. There's your history lesson.
Thank you. NFL Films Bonte over here. That's where you stopped by. They're based down in Los Angeles too, right? Jeff and Scottsdale, the coach. Jonathan, SF, Vince. Full phone lines almost.
Wow.
Ask Bonte anything. And I do, before we leave today, Bonte, got to ask you about the Dubs who are back in action. All that and more. It's going to be brought to you by Moderna.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, If shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I could say some things, but I'm going to hold them back.
Miami's balling. You can't bring him down his high right now. Jeff, Coach, Jonathan, Vince, we'll get to you in a second. Ask Bonte anything. He joins us right now in studio, courtesy of River Islands, every single Tuesday from 8 to 10. Tuesdays are the best on the road, so we got Baldy and Bonte. The BB show, the BB gun, if you will. Do I have a read right here? No, I don't. We don't. We're going to get into the Warriors, though. I was doing a Bonte right there. I don't have a read right here, but there's so many right now. Because the Warriors are back in action. There's a lot of sponsors.
Sponsored by, nobody. Yeah,
exactly. We can't say that anymore, though. We get in trouble. I guess, by the way, guys, at this time, LeBron was supposed to make some announcement in the decision part two, and it's all just...
It was a Hennessy ad.
Oh, my.
I hate him. Also, I want him.
Are you... No, you stop.
I'm joking.
Only when Bonte comes in here, you say that. Every time.
No, he flip-flops all of LeBron.
Oh, my God.
You know that. I mean, come on. We're going to miss him one day.
You got an easy Christmas gift to give Shasky. Just get him a flip-flops.
I was going to get him a Bronny James jersey because he does love
Bronny. He says Pivot, don't Pedic, but it's Pedic and Pivot.
That guy. Let's hit the lines. I want to hear from the people.
Yeah, you want to hear from Jeff in Scottsdale?
I want to hear from all the people.
I just survived a five-day zombie apocalypse.
I heard.
And we're running out of rations.
It's called being a dad.
Sleep. Got five, like,
call me
dude, five in a row with early morning wake-ups? Dude, this is too much. All by myself.
Proud of you.
I know.
Let's go to...
We had some good bonding time.
Let's go to Jeff and Scottsdale.
Call being a father.
I'm like, here, take him.
Take
I'm
time to be a father
to
today. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up, Jeff?
Doing well. Good. Hey, I just tell you right now, this whole quarterback situation, I'm loving listening to you guys talk about it. I wanted to bring up a couple of points. I think the best thing the Niners could do is put Brock on IR and let Mac play. Because I got a buddy of mine in Scottsdale that's a foot doctor, and he's a Niner fan, and he's like, this is what I would do. Because you guys know that turf toe can get very serious quickly, right?
Jeff, you know, podiatrist, that's actually a good thing. He's a walk-off right there. I'll say this. I will say, had they put him on the IR initially, Bonte, I do think they could have saved themselves a lot of this other, like, and they don't care what the fans are saying. That has no bearing on what Kyle Shanahan
is going to do.
But had they just put him on IR, and he's out four games, like, I think it's
But here's where it gets tricky, right? So you're only allowed so many people to return from IR, so that's one element. The other element is
now activated,
just because he sat out 4 weeks, okay, this is the trickiness with this, hamstrings, calves are this way, shoulders. Just because you sit out X amount of weeks doesn't mean that when you return to play, you can't re-aggravate it, no matter what the injury is. So on some level, I don't blame them. On another level, like, I would have been extra cautious with this, but maybe it was unavoidable.
Have they specified the toe injury?
They said turf toe variant.
They never specify the
injuries. Exactly. They're very vague, so I don't know if it's a torn ligament in the toe. I don't know what the hell's going on.
But here's what I would say. I think there is a difference between standing still at drills and throwing to practice and rolling out and throwing, which he was not doing. But we didn't know where Mac was with the knee.
So we have a poll up right now on 95.7 The Game, at 95.7 The Game on X. If Mac Jones starts on Sunday and beats the Bucs and Purdy is healthy, Who do you start against Atlanta in the following week?
Let me guess. Twitter wants Mac Jones to start.
No. Brock healthy, he starts at 59%.
Oh, wow.
Let Mac roll at 41%. And you could join in the conversation at 95.7 The Game. And also, you can follow me at Spadoni underscore Joe.
I'm shocked.
There you go.
The Twitter doctor.
I'm not plugging you guys. Yeah.
The Twitter doctors on what Purdy has.
The podiatrist.
This is one thing I appreciate about Shanahan. When he gets on these conference calls, it's hilarious because he comes out with the injuries first.
He's got that.
All right. Brock Purdy, left shoulder, toe. George Kittle, hamstring, out of mom. The way he just says it is so unbelievable. Shanahan's great, man. By the way, I was sitting next to that kid. The one who asked the question about the 49ers.
Which one?
Did you guys listen to Shanahan's presser after the game Thursday?
No, I was in my downstairs going crazy.
I have the cut sheet, so I listened to all the different cuts, so I didn't listen to actual questions of all of them.
This kid, I don't know who he works for.
We're up at 3:30 the next morning.
Yeah, I know. I don't miss
Not him, all but. Of us get to sleep in a hotel in L.A.
It was pretty nice, the Weston Hotel.
Oh, look at you.
Right next to LAX, got the shuttle to the airport, right next to SoFi. Got those points. Got those points, man. That's SoFi Stadium was pretty cool.
SoFi is sick.
SoFi is it's man, the Levi's. I don't want to go there. But this kid asked him, hey, I think he was trying to ask him about the 49er fans being at SoFi. And Shanahan goes, what's the question? He goes, all the 49er fans, man, so here at SoFi. And Shanahan goes, yeah, 49er fans? You got a question? And the guy was done.
How old was he?
He was like 25 or something like that.
I thought it was like
a you guys not hear
I thought I'm dealing with Grant Cohn for the last decade. You think I'm scared by one of your questions?
Like a make-a-wish situation where he's like 15. I was just like,
That poor kid was done the rest of the night, right? So I'm sitting there in the presser. JLC is like, hey, handle the presser. Jennifer Lee Chan. So Trent comes walking in. All the media members, for whatever reason, after Shanahan was done, they left for a second.
Okay.
So Trent comes walking in with like five chains. I'm like, damn, Trent's tripped out.
Yeah.
So it's me, the 49ers team reporter, Brianna, the kid who got owned by Shanahan, and somebody else. So Peter on the PR staff, Peter comes up and goes, well, Bonte, I think you're going to have to carry this interview. So it's basically Trent and I going back and forth for like 3.5-4 minutes.
Yeah.
And the poor kid to the left had nothing.
Did you ask him a Big X the plug question?
I did not. I should have asked him about NBA Youngboy before the interview.
Did you give the
nice little icebreaker?
Did you give the young buck any advice?
The largest. The biggest.
Regardless.
Did you give him the young reporter any advice, Bonte? Did you?
No, I did.
Did you wrap your arm around him?
I was locked in on something.
I feel bad for this guy.
I was locked in on it. He was like, nah, dude.
ISO out. Bonte's got this.
I was trying to get my question in about Pinheiro and the decision because nobody was asking about it.
You're right.
I thought that was one of the biggest decisions in the game.
Did you ask him that? Because I got that sound right here.
Yeah, it was close. We were pretty close on that line. Debated it for a little bit, but we said, screw it. Let's see what he's got. And he just showed us that we could have done it probably from the 45. It was out of the kick.
Do they do that, Jake Moody?
Everybody's trying to get in.
Jake Moody?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Robbie Gould?
Jake Moody?
Now that you said that with Shanahan, asking questions, I always go back to the Duke reporter. You guys remember when Coach K was like, what's your major? What's your major? He's like, economics. He's like, yeah, maybe you should go back. Like, he's like, he's trying to check the kid. Maybe you should go back to class.
They
got to
stop. Dude, they let too many people in these pressers. They need to, like, you got to earn your credential, dude. You go in there just trying to clown and ask some dumb stuff. Yeah. You're going to get checked. So, I mean, the poor kid, I think he worked for Yahoo, matter of fact. I don't know. I looked at his credential. I was like, damn.
Jake Fisher's teammate over there?
Oh, boy, yeah. Jake Fisher.
The coach in Boulder, Colorado. What's up, coach?
Oh, my goodness. It's so great to be on the show with you. And Bonte, we miss you, man. So it's nice to hear your voice.
Wait, is this coach in Los Altos Hills?
Yes, sir. I live part-time out here in Boulder.
Oh.
So I'm looking out at the mountains.
Oh, man,
and I'm listening
nice.
on Odyssey app.
What's up, coach?
It's pretty sweet.
Saw him last year at the Warriors game. He comes by the gay house with his lovely wife.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And we'll be there here in a week or so. We'll be back. I still will have those seats. Hey, my question for you is, and we've heard a lot about it, but and even the Butcher Boy and I have been going back and forth on Twitter on this one. So when I look at the defensive ends, like, I don't think we're going to continue winning if we don't fix the rush.
I agree.
We're just not. And I'm worried even about this Sunday. And, you know, everybody's talked about this, and this is a long list. So it's like Saints, you got Granderson or Jordan. Bengals, you got Hendrickson. The Giants, Thibodeau. The Dolphins, Chubb and Phillips. You've got the Titans, Arden Key. The Jets, Michael Clemens. Mm-hmm. The Raiders, Tyree Wilson. And the Broncos, even Tillman, the young guy. What I wanted to hear from you is, first of all, appreciate that you agree. Who would you prioritize on that list, knowing, you know, Bosa? I think we have two more years on his contract. Who knows how he's going to be after this, you know, 15th ACL. I would like to know, would you go and swing for the fences and go for Hendrickson, or would you try and go for maybe an Arden Key and maybe a Phillips from the Dolphins, try and get two guys? Like, what would be your strategy here? Because to me, I think this is on fire for Lynch to go do.
Yeah, no doubt. Thanks, Coach. Great question. Obviously, pass rush first. Shaskin, I was texting, he was asking about Kamara. I heard you ask Baldy about Kamara.
Pass rush is obvious.
Yeah, pass rush is top of the list, right? I do like getting two guys as opposed to one.
They need it.
You know, if you can get a package deal for Miami, if you get Thibodeau and Phillips or Thibodeau and Chubb, I do think you have to swing for the fences. But John Lynch mentioned this. Make me make a trade. And what he means by that is win some games. So where are the Niners going to be out in 4 weeks? You have the Bucs, Falcons, Texans, Giants. Three road games. Three or four on the road. Where are you going to be at? Are you going to be 7-2? Are you going to be 6-3? What does it look like here? I wanted 5-4 after nine games. Looks like they're ahead of schedule. Looks like they could get greedy here. Make John Lynch make a move. So you got to make some moves here. You got to win some games first and foremost. But his coach is not lying. You got to adjust the pass rush. Hendrickson, it seems far-fetched because of the owner you're dealing with. Yeah. And you're going to have him for half a year.
Right.
So do you want to give up a lot of draft capital for a half a season of Trey Hendrickson? Are you going to re-sign Trey Hendrickson? I have no idea. Does he want to be on the West Coast? I think he's an Ohio kid. Mm-hmm. He's been in Ohio his whole life. So I don't know if he'd want to be in the Bay Area. Can you get two guys? Thibodeau's a West Coast guy from L.A., went to Oregon, right down the road from L.A., obviously. So I like to get multiple guys.
Yeah. You absolutely have to get someone who can spell Huff, because Huff is better used as a situational pass rusher. And you saw it in this game. Like, he wore down.
Yep,
he really wore down. And so they need at minimum one. I'm with you,
I think you need two guys. Yeah, you need two guys on this team.
Arden Key is not. Like, I'm watching Charles Omenihu last night.
Right.
We've had so much success with that strong, tall, lean guy. Arden Key, I know it's not the sexiest name, but he was solid.
Arden Key's not bad, and he knows this scheme. He knows a Y-9.
I would love to get Chubb and Arden Key.
That would be great.
I think that'd be a huge upgrade. I'd said to you, Alvin Kamara, I know that seems far-fetched for a lot of people. I just think that the Saints are going to be selling, and he's a guy that in the red zone specifically can give you so much out of the backfield as a runner and as a thrower. It keeps your two best guys on the field in terms of, you know, Christian McCaffrey can now play slot. Kamara can play a little slot. You can do some stuff with the two of them. I would lean into the passing game.
I think Dolphins are going to be a team that sells a lot of players and I think they're going to blow it up. Mike McDaniel, I think he's gone. They'll revisit Tua. I think
any interest in Minka?
Well, I was about to bring him up. Minka Fitzpatrick.
They need a safety.
And Darren Waller.
They need a safety. Simmons is also out there on the block too, but Minka would be nice.
He's a ball.
Minka would be nice, but Justin Simmons is out there on the block.
I would love him.
Yeah, because I think safety. It goes hand in hand. You need a good pass rush, but also if you don't have a good pass rush, now your DBs are out there guarding, covering wide receivers for 5 to 6 seconds, and that's not good.
He snapped the Dolphins. I don't think the Dolphins had a pick this season up until last week, and Minka Fitzpatrick got one, and obviously horrible
loss. Niners haven't had one in a century.
They haven't had one
all season. What is it, 13 games now or something like that?
It's ridiculous. And Fred Warner was on the Manning Cast yesterday, Ponte, and that was his dream, he said, is to do what Devin Lloyd did yesterday, 99-yard pick six for a linebacker. That would be something. Jonathan in San Francisco wants to join in the conversation. What's up, Jonathan?
Hey, what's up, Joe and Joe and Bonte? I just want to say, man, I think I've seen the absolute best of Brock Purdy. And if you ask me, it's kind of similar to Jimmy, right? Appearance in the NFC Championship game, followed by an appearance in the Super Bowl, followed by a lot of injuries, followed by a lot of turnovers. What I'm trying to say is, I think Mac Jones, especially after winning the way he won last week, short you know, short week, all injured guys, right? I've never seen this in a Kyle Shanahan offense where you got a guy who could literally throw the ball anywhere in the field. I've never seen that under Kyle Shanahan. So, hey, the off-schedule stuff is good. In the regular season, what do you think, you know, Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson hasn't won? Because you got to win from the pocket. Just ask Montana and Brady. You got to deliver that ball from the pocket. And you know who does that? It's Mac Jones. So I'm not saying he's the starter, but I want to see more of him. Because like I said, I want to see him play. Imagine him with George and Slick Rick and the other guys.
Jonathan, I missed you. I missed you, Jonathan. I really do.
You missed quarterback controversies.
No,
I want you to admit it. No.
I'm out of here.
I'm not letting you.
No, I'm out of this.
I want you to admit
no.
A part of you no. loves the controversy.
No, you're full of it. My name is Bennett, and I did it.
Yeah, it's a lie.
My name is Bennett. I don't care who plays quarterback. You know me. You think
you want winners. That's
these
all
callers,
I care about.
I want winners. Something special, man. You know it. Because I was a Mace troll.
He can't even say it with a straight face. He lives for quarterback controversies. And then what he does is he sets the whole building on fire, and then he goes, who lit this house on fire? You did. You're the arsonist.
Who did this, right? It's the Eric Andre meme. How could something like this happen?
No, the reason why I'm laughing... I
was you knew
Jonathan.
It was going to happen.
No, of course the Saints game happened. I called it. I said it. I hosted pre and post that day. I said, Ron goes, well, you think people, I say, what do you think? Of course there's going to be people chirping.
But he won over right. so many people.
He did.
Like, forget like.
He was gutsy on Thursday
night. That's what I'm
saying. When you win like that and you're hurt, you're cramping in your forearm,
right?
Your knee brace, and I'm thinking.
And it was national television.
People had a lot of dudes, national television.
With no one healthy.
No one.
But I knew what time. Come on, man. I'm born in this market. We do quarterback controversies out here.
We love them.
We love them.
Going back to Y.A. Tittle and John Brody.
Yes, exactly.
My grandfather said they would argue about Y.A. Tittle and John Brody. John Brody to the next guy. Steve
right.
Spurrier was drafted to replace
exactly.
him.
Exactly. I remember that.
Like, this has not been one under Kyle Shanahan. Like, it's every single
Shanahan
one.
Shanahan doesn't mind it.
No, he loves it.
Now, they gave Brock Purdy all the money, so it complicates it. You know what I'm saying? But Shanahan just wants
He's
to win games. I've been yelling for years. Shanahan. I mean, what was my famous line? The line, Shanahan, go get your guy. Go get your guy. I don't care who it is.
You know what
go
I've learned?
Go get your guy.
Is that he just might be the Farhan of quarterbacks.
Oh
he loves
God.
Platooning them. He really does.
I
think there's a small
disrespect.
I mean this in the there's a small part of him, like Don Nelson, that loves to prove everyone wrong on something. And I think that's what makes him great.
John Gruden was the same way, and he came from the John Gruden kind of coaching tree right there. Always, every quarterback he will find something to love about.
It's just fascinating, though.
You can't bench him if he beats Baker Mayfield.
He's beating the Tampa Bay defense. Tampa Bay defense. I hear you. If he wins this game.
If they get into a shootout.
No, if he throws for 400, yeah, he's not going anywhere.
Exactly.
He's not going anywhere.
But dude, these games. Mac Jones does the same Darnold.
Is Brady on the call this weekend?
No, Jim Nance, Tony Romo.
Jim Nance, CBS. Tony Romo.
CBS.
Oh, you know,
I hate the CBS
Oh, dude,
podcast.
I'm not the biggest fan.
Yeah,
I'm a Fox guy. NFC. I don't like when NFC. If you're playing an AFC team and you're at home playing an AFC team, that's where we're accustomed to. But NFC teams playing on CBS,
should be
it's
on
a little
Fox.
Strange.
Yeah.
Anyway,
like Tony Romo,
but if Mac throws for 400, because you know what? My mom does this. She's a casual 49er fan. She don't watch the game. She don't know what the hell's going on. She told me when they lost to Jacksonville, I came to the house and she goes, they would have played that other guy. They would have won the game. She said, dude, so when they beat the Rams, she quit the face. I told you, if they play that guy, they can win games. I said, Mom, you were on Brock Purdy when he started.
Yeah.
So things flip. And then when it comes to Mac Jones, I lived the conversations for that pre-draft process. I was living those conversations. Nobody wanted Mac.
No,
nobody.
No one wanted Mac at three
at
for three picks and an extra pick.
But the dialogue with Mac Jones was like, keep that guy away from us.
They were
and
laughing
people,
at it.
At 12, it would have been different.
And when he
I
struggled,
believe that.
When he struggled that second and third year in New England.
Oh, people were shocked.
Yeah. Thank God we didn't go to back route. Thank God we got Purdy. Oh, my God. And now.
And well, then Orlovsky had the take on Get Up with Rex Ryan. He's like, Brock Purdy's success, yeah, well, if Mac Jones was right there and had drafted by him, he'd have the same exact success. And Rex Ryan was laughing. He's like, there's no chance. And now Dan Orlovsky, after three wins, trying to stunt on everyone and say, see, I was right.
Look, three games doesn't make a season.
But it's building.
It's huge.
It's building,
exactly.
I know.
Sassy's like,
the flames are getting hot.
Sassy's show call. We got what we need. Back what a game. We're good.
Well, we don't even have show calls after
the game. I want you to know something. You know better than anyone out here. I'm not some Mac Jones truther, right? I'm not. Like, I'm a guy that give me the big, strong, right, run around, throw the ball through a brick wall. No I love doubt. Those guys.
We love dudes
who
throw bombs.
I love
bombs.
Josh Allen.
Right.
Like, Josh Allen, I think, is maybe got more talent than anyone at the position ever. Like, he's incredible. Now, is he that guy? Like, you got to put together the resume, right, all those things. Max won me over. Like, the way he's went, and I'm not saying he's won me over, and I want him to be the starter, and I want to do away with Brock Purdy. This is a good problem to have. But for right now,
Carter's smiling, man.
Why?
Carter's smiling.
What?
He's smiling.
I'm not smiling. I think you've always liked Mac.
Me?
Yeah, you always liked him. I'm not saying you liked him as a starter. You've always liked him, though.
I don't know about that.
I was the guy who said he was Mac.
I don't know about that.
I don't know. He did not like Mac.
Yeah. I had to talk.
He's won me over.
Yeah.
Look, growth is being able to say one thing, see something play out, and go, you know what? You were right, and I was wrong. Like, Max won me over. One thing you can't test is like, hey, from the neck up, pre-snap, what does a guy look like?
Right.
Like, hey, post-snap, what does he do? Decision-making. Toughness, moxie, ball placement. I think the ball placement for me has been on point. And that was one of the hallmarks of Purdy.
I mean, that game Thursday has been on.
It was incredible.
We got calls. Let's take some calls,
well,
man.
We got Vince's. I do want to get your thoughts on some dubs here in a second. Vince in San Francisco, though, wants to talk about your boy, Mac Jones. What's up, Vince?
He's got 9 months on the Warriors.
Hey, what's up, guys? You know, to the point between Brock and Mac is, I've been saying it for the last couple of seasons, is I do not like Brock Purdy's arm strength. He can't hit the deep ball. How many times have we seen guys just blow right by their cornerback on a 9, and they got to stop and turn around and wait for the ball to get to him? I mean, it's ridiculous. Like, we had so many touchdowns in the last couple of seasons that should have been, but they had to stop and wait. Instead of going to, you know, a touchdown, it turns into like a...
I think there's a misnomer about Brock's the arm strength. Arm strength to me isn't about throwing it really hard and really far. It's like, do you throw a catchable ball downfield and can you hit certain windows? The other day, for example, Ricky Pearsall had a little like break. He had like a two-step break and he underthrew the ball. And it ended up being a catch and it ended up moving on. But maybe if you hit that guy over the shoulder, maybe he goes upfield or whatever. Brock throws a really good deep ball like Russell Wilson did, and I mean this in a complimentary way. There's like a lollipop throw where you have to put arc underneath it and let your guy run under and catch it. He is actually really good at that.
Think
throw.
About the Brandon Ayuk deep ball against Tampa Bay a couple years ago.
Thank you.
Right on point.
The Kittle one against Jacksonville.
And then here's the other thing. How many 9 routes does Shanahan run in his
not
offense?
A lot.
I can't recall 1 9 route the other day against third. Now, I watched the game back a few times, and maybe I need to pay attention. It's not built in Shanahan's offense. He loves deep crosses, deep dig routes.
Intermediate.
Outs, intermediate game, the screen game, seam routes. He's not throwing just, hey, go a 9 route, let's just let it fly 70 yards. It's not Shanahan's offense. So when people say, oh, man, he can throw the deep ball. How many deep balls has Mac Jones thrown since he's been a quarterback?
But there was an element that this is where you get nuance here. And on 3rd and 13, when you hit DeMarcus Robinson on a comeback or a curl, that is something that they haven't really had in their repertoire over the last couple of years. No. Jimmy didn't do that either.
Now, also, do you trust the process of Shanahan and Lynch? Now, this could be a conversation moving forward. They had Darnold in this system.
Yeah.
They've got Mac Jones. They had Trey Lance. And we know how they are when it comes to paying quarterbacks. We saw the Jimmy saga play out. They made a decision to pay Brock. Obviously, they like Brock a lot to make that decision. Because Shanahan talked about it last year with Tim Kawakami on the podcast, remember? Yep. He goes, well, there's a difference when you pay a quarterback $4 million as opposed to $40 million. Yep. What does your roster look like? They settled on Brock Purdy for a reason. So Brock Purdy's still their guy. When do they go back to Brock Purdy? When he's healthy. I think when he's healthy. I don't think... He's going to, like, if Brock Purdy's cleared and they say, all right, he's ready to go and he's healthy enough to play, I don't think they're going to sit Brock Purdy for Mac Jones in that situation. I'd be shocked if they did that.
No.
And if they're on a win streak, though?
I'd be shocked if they did that and just told Brock Purdy to sit. That's a terrible look.
I would be surprised too if he's ready to go and suit up as and he's a backup at that point. Then it's a horrible. That's then the, it's
now.
Then
now it's like this is Mac Jones' job, and all of a sudden you're moving on. Now all of a sudden we're talking trades.
I want to play this out then. So you beat the Bucks, okay? And we'll just this is all hypotheticals. Right. And look, maybe he looks crummy, and you're winning these games, so that can play out as well. Yep. You beat the Falcons. You beat Houston. It's Sunday, November 2nd. You have now 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You're 8 games in. You're 7-1. And the guy's won 5, 6 in a row. Right. You're going to go right back to Brock Purdy?
How does it look?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
How does it look?
Okay, so okay, that's where the context is.
That's another one.
Okay.
How does it look? And then I don't see them going. I don't see them just saying, hey, Brock, you're going to sit on the bench.
Yeah,
no. I don't see that. Now, to your point, you're like, yo, the offense is humming. We're going to stick. It's not in Shanahan. It's in Shanahan's DNA to just say, we're sticking with Mac.
We've seen things so happen I'm not never going to say never.
I'm not putting it past Kyle Shanahan to say we're going to stick with Mac Jones. But I have a hard time seeing that at this moment.
I would agree with that.
There's no chance, guys, that he's going to be QB2 Brock Purdy. I don't think he suits up to be QB2 on a Sunday this year. If he's healthy enough to be QB2, he should be the starter if you're paying him that much money. Like, that facts right there. He should be the guy.
There's one thing I know about Kyle Shanahan. When it comes to these quarterbacks, we know nothing.
Yeah. We don't know.
Well, that's a problem.
Maybe it's the NFL.
It's not, though. They win a lot of games. I root for the Niners. And so whoever's under center, I'm going to root for them. Why do you rub your eyes?
We could have just had this guy if you wanted him three or four years
ago. We could have, but we didn't, and now we're here.
We could have. He wanted him. You can never convince me.
I think he wanted Trey Lance more.
I think he is strutting in the
you think, why do you think that he only liked one guy and didn't like anyone else?
He traded up. The report was Adam Schefter, ESPN, very tight with the Shanahans, going back to their Denver days, Bonte, when he covered him, as you know, Joe, very tight with Kyle and all those guys and Mike. He said and reported that the Niners initially traded up because he was afraid, Kyle Shanahan, that the Patriots were going to trade up to select Mac Jones ahead of where the Niners were at.
But like I said before, so if we just do just go first round picks. Was Solomon Thomas selected because that's who Shanahan wanted? Because they picked Solomon Thomas because he didn't like any of the quarterbacks. That's why they picked a non-quarterback spot in the first draft. Second draft, Mike McGlinchey.
Didn't trade up for that spot, though.
What?
You didn't trade up for that spot.
Joe, they could have had Deshaun Watson, they could have had Trubisky, or they could have had Mahomes.
Yeah, they didn't.
You think that Kyle Shanahan didn't have influence on that pick?
Yeah, absolutely he did.
Okay, all right, so he had influence on that pick. Sure. What about the next year with McGlinchey? You think they're taking a right tackle?
You think John Lynch had a lot of influence on the Solomon Thomas
pick? I think
Shanahan mentioned that he likes to build his team from the defensive line.
In Madden.
They always take defensive linemen. He likes building it from the trenches, right. Yes. And they love the running game.
That's good. Was Bosa
was an obvious number two pick. You take the best player on the board.
Yes.
And you're like, oh, we need a pass rush. We can't get after the quarterback.
How about Debo in the second round? Was that a Kyle pick?
Yeah,
that's a Kyle pick.
Well, they also had Debo at the Senior Bowl. Exactly. So the entire
pick is going to be a Kyle pick.
So then why is the Trey Lance pick not a Kyle pick?
Who said it's not a Kyle pick?
Well, you're saying that you believe that he only wanted Mac Jones.
He wanted Mac, and then obviously became enamored with Trey Lance as he started studying the film, kept going to North Dakota, and they made the pick on Trey Lance.
So, yeah, he wanted Trey Lance.
If
Shanahan wanted Mac Jones at three, he would have taken him. Nobody's telling Shanahan in that building what to do. Shanahan runs the show. Shanahan runs the entire show.
He doesn't know anything. He's an idiot.
No, but
Shanahan gets things wrong all the time.
Sure. Yeah,
he's a PR mouthpiece.
So you
time.
Think that the guy that he traded all these picks, he didn't hand select that guy?
He wanted initially Mac Jones, and within the process, fell in love with Trey Lance. Can we agree on that?
Yeah. So okay,
he initially traded up for Mac Jones.
I don't know.
And then he pivoted.
All I know is by draft day. He didn't want Mac Jones. He wanted Trey Lance. Because if he wanted Mac Jones,
he would have took him.
He would have took Mac Jones. That's the whole point here.
I also think it's a big leap to say he traded up just for Mac Jones.
No,
I think he traded up for optionality.
Right. Exactly, it was Zach Wilson on the board, Justin Fields on the board. A lot of people thought he was taking Justin Fields because Justin Fields was in his quarterback camps for so many years. And remember all the photos and steel shots and Shanahan loving Justin Fields? We had no idea what he wanted. He settled on Trey Lance for a reason. If he wanted Mac, trust me, he would have taken Mac. Shanahan runs the show. He runs the show.
I do, and I think when you do these evaluations, I think they like a lot of guys. I do think he liked Mac, but clearly he liked Trey either equally or more.
He liked all those guys. You're not helping on just one guy, but they kept their eye on him, just like Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold kept their eye on him. You know what? He could be a good backup. Let's rehabilitate him. Now Darnold's got the big money, but Darnold, as you see, will make the big bonehead decision late in games. That's why they chose to go with Brock. Why are you smiling?
I think Shanahan is feeling himself on the Mac Jones because I think he heard a lot of talking about him. How can you like from the fan base from the Niners? How could you like a guy like Mac Jones? How could you trade up for that guy?
But did he care? Did he care about what we thought when it came to Ricky Pearsall? No one had Ricky Pearsall.
Because Ricky Pearsall's not a quarterback. Like it's just not the way we talk about quarterbacks. Is not the same way we talk about wide receivers.
Yeah, but he took Ricky Pearsall, and I said, who the F is that?
A lot of people questioning the notion that Kyle Shanahan would draft Mac Jones. The amount of people that kept asking him about Mac Jones and that whole process, are you trading up for this? And he even had to say, he's like, listen, I like Mac a lot as a quarterback. I like these guys a lot as a quarterback. He had to say, I can't guarantee any of us will be alive on Sunday is how he had to pivot when he kept being asked about Mac Jones. So I think people were coming down his road that even the notion
that he was cares. So
worried.
You think Shanahan cares about what the hell we're saying?
No.
Shanahan doesn't give a damn.
Jimmy thrown on a baby field after drafting Trey Lance. And he didn't care what anyone thought.
The media loved Jimmy out here. People love Jimmy Garoppolo.
Shanahan loving the fact that he is 3-0 with Mac Jones right now.
He's loving the fact that he's 4-1 with this football team.
That's what I think.
He's excited about this football team and the way it's growing on him. Sure. And he mentioned it in training camp where he's saying, I got young guys. What did he tell everybody? We're going to be better in November than we are in September. But the fact that they're stacking wins and the fashion that they're doing it, he was glowing after that press conference, after that game in that locker room because of the way they won that football game. Alfred Collins making a play, their draft pick. Siegel making a tackle, their draft pick. Diamond Lenoir playing great at corner, their draft pick. Shanahan loves football. It's not just the quarterback, Spadoni.
You're hung up on this. That's why I want to know, Spadoni. You think that he was influenced by outside forces?
Yeah, I do. I think Kyle Shanahan always wanted Mac Jones.
Shanahan made their tough decision of going to Trey Lance.
Clearly he should have gone with his gut because Trey Lance sucks.
Well, that's a different...
Come on.
He might have liked him at one point more. He ended up taking who he took.
If Trey Lance, if Kyle Shanahan was so worried about the damn noise outside, he wouldn't have had Jimmy on the baby field and elected to go to Trey Lance. He wouldn't have done that.
He should have gone with Mac. He should have gone
with
his
gut. If he cared what other people thought, he wouldn't have stuck with Brock Purdy after tearing his UCL and saying goodbye to both Trey and Jimmy.
Someone in there influenced, you know what, Kyle, maybe we should look at Trey Lance more. It's like, oh, yeah, you did have a point, John Lynch. Maybe we should go. And there you go.
Who's making $20 million a year in the front office? I want to. I'm serious. It's Kyle. Kyle's making like $15 to $20 million a year. You think he's like, hey, Ron Cawthorn and Adam Peters.
Oh,
that's who I'm taking. I'm the one working with him. Like, he's the top of the org chart. I don't understand.
Fast Five, Carter. That's what we understand.
It's time for the Xfinity Fast Five. Your last chance to get in on the morning roast. Brought to you by Xfinity. Supercharge your home with supersonic Wi-Fi. Unbeatable internet. Only from Xfinity.
I just don't even think it's a hot take that Kyle always wanted Mac Jones. A lot of people still feel that way. A lot of people still feel like you guys don't have to feel that way. That's fine. Because he selected Trey
Lance. I just don't think Kyle gives a damn what anybody thinks.
That's
what it is. Like, we've watched Kyle for 9 years. We have 9 years of data on who Kyle Shanahan is. He don't care. He's going to do what he does.
Think Pierre Garçon's done? I think he's wide receiver one. You think Jerick McKinnon stinks? I think I can build an entire offense around him. Like, that's what he thinks.
Because he wants to prove people wrong. So he must care. Ben, what's your final thought today, Bonta?
Boy, we got quarterback
You said it.
I'm just playing into the role. Shasky said it. No, it's a good time to be a Bay Area sports fan.
It really is.
Giants, they're going to hire a new manager. We're going to be hyper-focused on that and see who it is, right? As these baseball players are on fire. The Niners are 4-1. 4-1 and giving everybody a lot to talk about. Even though we're all stuck on a quarterback position, there's a lot of other things to talk about when it comes to the 49ers. And then you got J.K. back. Taking shots at the social media fans said, oh, people just get their emotions, which I loved what he said about that. Get off the keyboard, folks. There's real Warrior fans out there. And the Warriors, they've got a quiet confidence to them. Media Day was fun. They got a quiet confidence.
Can the Warriors do anything quiet?
The unction.
They're too popular.
They are too popular to do anything quiet.
I had people tweeting at me and DMing me, why is Horford coming off the bench? Why is Potts and Moody?
The think pieces on JK. Some people say, oh, he's sleepwalking out there. I'm watching the game thinking, he's got six rebounds and five assists. Isn't this what you guys want from JK?
I thought he looked great.
He looked great. Moses Moody looked great.
He's got a rebound.
He has six rebounds, Shasky. I don't know if you knew that.
Moody.
Oh, Moody, yeah, he's got a rebound.
He's got a rebound. It's a little criticism. It's not a big one.
Bay Area sports scene is on fire. Like, everybody talks about New York and Chicago. I keep telling you guys out there, those markets are overrated. The Bay Area is the top three market in the sports world. We've had parades, championships, near championships. Screw everybody. Screw Philadelphia. Screw New York. Screw Chicago. The Bay is where it's at.
I thought you were going to say screw Miami, but you can, I guess, when you're wearing that jacket. That's all right. What you got, Joe?
My final thought is to ask Bonte one more Warrior question. Bonte, four more preseason games.
Thank God.
Wednesday night against the Blazers.
Oh, the Blazers.
What should we be looking for as Warrior fans?
Point of attack defense.
Uh-huh.
How are they improved there? The ball movement. You know, where's the ball movement at early in the season through training camp? Look at those two things. Don't look at the scoreboard. Mm-hmm. Point of attack defense. Can they stay in front of them? And rim protection. Are they better at the rim protection with Al Horford? Sure.
I liked him as a help defender. I thought he did some really nice things. He also collapsed on a couple of high pick and rolls. They need another four.
Probably. It's early, but point of attack defense and the ball movement. Don't look at, whether they make shots or miss shots. That's irrelevant at this point. Point of attack defense, where are they at collectively when it comes to team defense? Because they got blown by so many times last season, it wasn't even funny.
My final thought today is, God, I love the NFL. We know nothing. But I'll say this, and I send it to Baldy, and I'll say it to you, Bonte. Everyone wants to bury the Kansas City Chiefs. It's go ahead right now. It's October 7th.
Nobody's burying the Kansas City Chiefs.
A lot of people are. They're winning the division still.
Who's burying the Kansas City Chiefs?
A lot of people.
Who?
I said a lot of people.
Who's people? Twitter user XJ900? Like, what are we doing?
All our airways, the Pat McAfee show, everyone's bearing the Kansas City Chiefs.
Well, they're dummies.
It's fine.
We're getting Rasheed Rice in a couple of weeks.
It's fine. You're clearly not bearing them, nor am I. They're still going to win the division, and...
I don't know about that.
I am. I don't think the Broncos will win it over the Chiefs. They might.
Broncos are pretty good, man.
We'll see. That was a big win for them. They're 3-2, and the Chargers, they got a bunch of injuries, and we'll see. So my final thought is that, and also, LeBron, just stop. Just if you want to retire and do the media game like Brady, just do it already. And save us from the Hennessy ads, the decision to, stupidest thing I saw today was that. But
there's a high-level loser,
there's
bro.
A lot of hours left in the day for me to see something else stupid, so I might see that. 888-957-9570 is the number for Steiny and Goo. Is Goo or Evan? I guess we'll find out next. It's Goo? Goo's back? All right, sweet. Steiny and Goo coming up next. That was Fast Five brought to you by Xfinity, introducing the 5-year price guarantee. One consistent internet price for the next 5 years, guaranteed. It's also guaranteed to be brought to you by Fremont Bank, which is here for you, Carter, and here for good.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.